This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I absolutely suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, as you can tell. In the first hour, we had some technical difficulties. So everything's good in the hood. Everything is good in the hood. We've got the technical difficulties taken care of. And I'd like to thank Tori for stepping in. Tori's show, which follows Agenda 21 Radio. You can hear Tori bringing you all the news and information. By the way, Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster, number one in digital talk radio around the world, certainly in the nation, but around the world as well. 36 hours of nonstop talk radio, 36 hours of live talk radio on two channels. We get it, two channels. And we're going to be, it's just really exciting to see what's going on with Red State Talk Radio. I've been at it a long time, but it's nice to see all this happening. But we have become one of the major news sources. We understand our responsibility at Red State Talk Radio. All the show hosts do. And we've been getting some really, really good pats on the back, if you will, from our listeners and everybody. All of a sudden, it's kind of like the light bulb has gone on, and there's like, oh, there's Red State Talk Radio leading the way. Leading the way in talk radio. And, you know, we're going to be, there's some plans ahead, and I think that in the next year or so, you can see some just fantastic stuff coming out of Red State Talk Radio. Okay, so we got a lot of things going on. The big show, I want to ask the question. I've been chomping at the bit to ask this question. And, you know, this is, wait for it. Here comes the big stick for the eyeball. Which eyeballs do we want to, well, poke at a little bit? Should it be Al Gore? In his, I think Al Gore will do, because the big question is, hello, where is global warming in all this, right? Right, Chicago? Where is global warming? One of the greatest scientific frauds of all time. The global warming climate change hoax. Now, I know they got it wrong 1970 when they're saying, oh, global cooling. You see, listen, this is what everybody doesn't understand, maybe, about the news cycle and about how I have a memory that goes back to the 50s about, I know, about some political. I got energized politically at the Nixon-Kennedy debate. That's what really set me off. That was it. I got triggered at a young age, very young age. I remember watching that debate and going, oh, man. So it's been ever since. And I have just been like a sponge, the proverbial sponge, soaking up all the information, data, that's why I like talk radio, because I can express myself, if you know what I mean. But I go back that far. So listen, I know the history. Now, one of the things that really affected me, I used to be a teacher. I used to teach biological sciences, anatomy, physiology, environmental science, fledgling topic, by the way. It was new in the hood at the time to teach, quote, environmental science. That was in the 70s. Now look at it. Look at it today. Environmental science is here, right? And so is environmental fraud. The science of environmental fraud. So we used to teach this PAP because we thought, oh, this is what the big times are telling us to do in the classroom. And then, you know, a year or two into this, we started realizing, you know, there's something wrong with the picture factually. We took our scientific minds and we used them as teachers collectively. We said there's some sort of fraudulent stuff going on here. Jerry Brown had been elected governor in California. And we're saying there's something wrong with the data. The information isn't quite accurate. And we used our exquisite, sublime minds to figure out this is a hoax. And it was. Because you see, at the time, ladies and gentlemen, what they were saying was we have to depopulate the planet. Remember they had that book out called The Population Bomb. Boom. Everybody's supposed to get more and more. And, of course, the population has grown. There's no question about that. But, of course, they were saying we were going to go through an ice age and anticipate by 1979 an ice age. Global cooling had arrived. Of course, we're all going down to the beach. And every day we would wake up, and it would be like the day before, and we would notice that the seasons would come and go, and no global cooling. And then it all kind of just went away. They just said, well, we kind of blew it on that one. That isn't working. Schools are rejecting our curriculum information. They're getting our curriculum guides out there. So we're not really this group of people is not believing the big lie. Then we went on to the 1980s. And then all of a sudden we get into the 1990s. And now we have a different hoax going on with Agenda 21, right, in the 1990s. And all of a sudden we got to care about sustainability. The populations are the drivers, and we don't have a sustainable population, so we must depopulate the planet. And, of course, the rest is history. And it's all causing global warming because, you know, all these cow farts and people farts. So here we are today. We have to shift gears, I guess. We have to put it in reverse and go back to the 1970s. And guess what? We have global cooling. See, I'm telling you, look, they got it wrong. We have global cooling, not global warming. All caused by the polar vortex. Remember, they made a movie about this. Everything froze up. Cataclysmic. The water froze at the edges of New York. Remember that? And snow abounded, climbed up all over the buildings. Yeah, right. We have global cooling. Of course, they make no mention of geoengineering now, do they? Climate engineering and what they're doing with the chemtrails and all this other stuff, right? Listen, you guys can sit out there and deny there's no such things as these chemtrails. these aerosols being sprayed in the environment. But I got to tell you, there's a place not too far from where I'm sitting right now in this studio, the Agenda 21 radio studio, in which we don't know how many people died, but we do know one thing. The plant material being analyzed right now is revealing some very interesting things about the content of their character, so to speak, what's inside the plants. And there's just a high density of aluminum oxide. Shocking. Why would that be important? Because, you know, that's the stuff that they're spraying on us. And gosh, the plants are even sucking it up because they're nanoparticulate matter. And what happens when you get heat to it? It burns, baby. The aluminum oxide mixing with iron, it makes a compound called thermite. It has a unique smell, odor cloud. Oh, very similar to one that was over Paradise, California, at the Camp Fire. The nation's largest fire disaster ever. With well over, they say 86, but well over that number, we know that, of people that were burned to death. Incinerated at high temperatures. Anywhere from 3 to 4,000 degrees. You only get that when you have accelerants in the compounds. And just but for those of you that are curious, you take one of the leaves from one of those plants up there, like from a madrone tree, you throw it in the fire with all the rest of the wood and stuff, it acts like flash paper. A green leaf acting like flash paper. Aluminum oxide, anyone? Maybe that's where the global warming is coming from, right? And maybe now it's from, well, global cooling. Maybe that's what it's causing. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day...
1-5. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I'd like to say to everyone out there who's listening to the radio show right now that there's a lot of things going on in California and New California, and we'll be talking about that in the third hour. But first, now let's get into the real story of the day that's come up. Came up yesterday, actually, in the evening. This is a story that we've been hearing about and kind of anticipated. I don't know if there's a lot of things happening with it, but a lot of it is anticipated about what's happening. It says, the White House will nominate three to liberal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The White House on Wednesday announced a trio of nominees to fill vacancies on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, a move that comes after conservatives warned that the White House counsel's office was attempting to cut a deal with California Democratic senators over picks to the court. President Trump intends to nominate Daniel Bress, Daniel Collins, and Kenneth Lee to the San Francisco Court of Appeals, considered to be the country's most liberal, the White House announced. Collins and Lee were tapped to fill vacancies on the Ninth Circuit last year, but their nominations were returned at the end of the last Congress. Bress, meanwhile, was on the White House's initial list of candidates for the appeals court. The president also plans to nominate four others to federal district courts in California, including Patrick Bumate. Well, that's an interesting name. Bumate. That's what we got here. Bumate. That's the last name. I'm sorry, Mr. Bumate. I didn't understand that. I hope I never have to go before you. Whom Trump nominated to the Ninth Circuit last year, the White House announced. The announcement regarding the Ninth Circuit nominees comes after the Wall Street Journal's editorial board said Tuesday morning that the White House counsel's office, led by Patrick Cipollone, was on the verge of making concessions to Democratic California Senator Dianne Feinstein and Kamala Harris over nominees to the court that would fill California's three seats. Feinstein and Harris had urged the White House last year to work with them on finding agreement on a consensus package of nominees. Yeah, you bet. Let's hope they don't find that consensus package. Mm-hmm. I see no reason for the White House to work with these two communists. I do not. Let's ask Willie Brown for advice, right? A concession to them now on nominees would rightly be seen as political weakness, the Journal's editorial board said, of the two senators. It would concede influence that neither senator has earned and set a precedence for other Democrats who would demand similar consideration. Democrats, the board continued, are attempting to cajole White House concessions now because they know it will be harder to defeat nominees with 53 GOP senators. A number of conservatives echoed the concerns raised by the editorial board, talking to Twitter to sound the alarm. Senator Harris and Feinstein wrote the book on dirty politics during the Kavanaugh process and are bullying Trump's other norms or nominations. They refuse to negotiate in good faith. This is a quote. Who's this from? They refuse to negotiate in good faith on picking Ninth Circuit nominations before. Why let them undermine Trump's legacy? Carrie Servino, chief counsel to Judicial Crisis Network, tweeted. At Real Donald Trump has given us an historic number of constitutionalist judges. Why is the White House counsel caving to Kamala Harris? Penny Nance, CEO of Concerned Women for America, said on Twitter, the confirmation of judicial nominees is considered a key achievement of the Trump presidency, with the Senate confirming 85 of his picks to the federal bench, including two to the Supreme Court. Trump has announced nominees to fill five of the six vacancies in the Ninth Circuit. If Trump fills all the empty seats on the appeals court, it would bring the balance of the courts closer to parity, with 13 appointed by Republicans and 16 by Democrats. I can tell you, the hope of the union would rest on the Ninth Circuit that they get more Republican conservative judges, because it is so sick out here in California. The Ninth Circuit, all of it, top to bottom, is completely corrupted by the liberal monsters out of San Francisco, which is what this is. It's a cabal of judicial misconduct in the Ninth Circuit. These people are sick and twisted. And to even remotely, I mean, it's Kamala Harris and Dianne Feinstein, and to even, and the representatives who they represent, I mean, they just don't represent normal Californians and people in the West in the Ninth Circuit. They just don't. They represent only a certain elite with twisted mentalities, including child pedophilia. Let's remember that. Just thought I'd let you guys in on some secrets there, right? Not so big as secrets. So let's hope that we don't have any concessions to them at all. They are the problem, Kamala Harris and Dianne Feinstein. Remember, it was Dianne Feinstein's messenger, person that worked with her for, 12, 15 years. That's a spy for China. Remember that? And Dianne, I mean, so what concessions could possibly come out of that? I mean, I know there's bartering. Hey, I'll give you this Supreme Court guy, and you give me yours. Doesn't seem to be a very good negotiating position unless you want to gain and garner something bigger. Now, maybe you want to gain and garner something like a state. Like a state. Just, you know, because you might want to have certain people on board with a new state. But that's the only thing I can think of, but we don't need that kind of help, if you know what I mean. Anyway, so we've got just tons of things going on, ladies and gentlemen. You can well imagine tons of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. To think about the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. But I don't, you know, I think that I'd break it up and make another circuit, quite frankly. It's such a big circuit. I mean, it goes all the way out to Hawaii and everything. And the most populous state, I mean, I think it's time to break that one up into another circuit. But that's just me. That is just me. I just hope that this is not going to be something that's going to, I guess you would say, lead to the obliteration. Let's see if they... I don't even think they've even covered this story on some of the other ones. This comes from the Washington Examiner, which I like the Washington Examiner. I'm kind of a Washington Examiner-friendly kind of guy. Sarah Sanders? No, we don't want to do that. Okay. Sorry, but my screen is flashing at me. 12 hours ago. This is the White House nomination. This is I'm covering the gamut here because this is KXLH. Where is that at? Helena in Central Montana. They don't even have their story up. Okay. You really got to like it when you're at the place where the story is supposed to be. And it's, the story, their website's here. It's like, but there's nobody there. They liked it so much they took it down. Wonder why they did that. Now, this story comes out. This is the first one I saw from Newsmax yesterday about this whole issue. And we've been following we've been kind of on the surface following, but not necessarily figuring everything out. This is from Newsmax's report. Trump may be cutting deal with Feinstein and Harris on Ninth Circuit judges. Conservatives are warning the administration. This is 20 hours ago. So, you know, this is now 10:28 Eastern. It says, report, Trump may be cutting deal with Feinstein and Harris for Ninth Circuit judge. It says, conservatives are warning. According to the Wall Street Journal, Harris and Feinstein, so they're covering the same thing here from the Wall Street Journal. I don't think there's a real threat of that. It says, why do we need to do a deal, said Senator Perdue on the Hugh Hewitt Show on Wednesday. This is totally within our purview. We can do this with 51 votes. We don't need to be shown what to do. Ha ha! Look for no deal. No deal for you, Di-Fi. No deal for you, Kamala. But Willie Brown, we can talk to. Let's talk to Willie. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Wow. Incredible stuff going on. Incredible stuff going on. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Agenda 21 Radio and all the different things that are happening here. Yeah, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal, I'm really kind of interested in all that stuff. Anyway, so we got a whole bunch of stuff going on here on Agenda 21 Radio that make sure you visit our website, Agenda 21 Radio, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. There's going to be a whole bunch of stuff going on with that, and we're going to, I'm telling you, it's going to be really a lot of fun working with everybody around the state and also the nation and also our anticipated forays to Washington, D.C., which is coming up. We are going to, I'll tell you, when we get to the Washington business, you know, excuse me, coffee. When we get to Washington, D.C. and stuff, what's going to be interesting. We have got a whole bunch of stuff happening, though, that's going to be really, really awesome for everybody in the nation. I think there's a lot of different states and so on that are coming around to what we're doing, and they're modeling and that sort of thing. We're going to, of course, sort through a whole bunch of stuff that's going to be, I think, very, very interesting as this whole thing plays out. We had our Constitutional Convention last Saturday, and it was just absolutely a blowout. And it was pretty amazing, the things that happened. It really is. And, of course, it has national significance, and we're really appreciative of the open ears that we have right now in Washington State. No? No, D.C. that one. But also those people in Washington State that have contacted us and those people that we're working directly with in other states like Nevada and so on that are coming on board. Had some interesting conversations with them yesterday. So we're going to be there's going to be all kinds of good things happening there. Okay, so anyway, getting on to the whole thing that we're going to be talking about here on Agenda 21 Radio is, you know, what in the world is happening up there in the car fire, or the campfire, excuse me, up in Paradise? There's a lot of things happening with the PG&E bankruptcy. PG&E, of course, has declared bankruptcy. That's something that was very much anticipated. They have to give you a warning, so they had to give you like a 15-day warning before anything came out about bankruptcy, and they did, and they went through their 15th day. I think it was Monday they came out and declared bankruptcy in the afternoon or something. And this is something that's just absolutely enormous, and especially a sort of a big buster, if you will, for what's going on with the state of California and California's failing and miserable tax receipts. This is going to put huge pressure on California to basically find. See, one of the things that's going on is that PG&E, which is putting up all the poles and everything and doing all the work that has to bring power and that sort of thing back to, the whole Paradise area, which, by the way, it looks like a nuclear conflagration that's taken place there. This is just absolutely amazing stuff that we've seen. And what's going on is, we have really I think turned the tide on the problems up there, and then all of a sudden there's a bankruptcy with Pacific Gas and Electric, and Pacific Gas and Electric has been involved in rebuilding all the infrastructure electrically there. Well, guess what? All that is basically, from what I understand, has now stopped since the bankruptcy declared. So what's going on is these people are essential services are not going in and slowing out. That's the latest that I heard early this morning, that it seems to have just completely stopped there. But we're going to find more information out to make sure that we're going to contact PG and ask them what's going on, if there's been any influence in services that are so supposedly to be provided to that disaster area. So people are, and the reason I say this is I'm getting information from people who are up there and have property and they're trying to rebuild their lives and that sort of thing. And that is something that when you get affected by all this stuff, you're a little bit panicked when all of a sudden the work that's supposed to be done is not being done. Okay, so there's the point to this little conversation is that to California, there's a huge revenue hit to be seen from this. California's going to have to buck up for the money, right? The state. There's a huge revenue hit that's going to be seen against California's cash flow. Now, our wonderful friend, Chris Street, puts in American Thinker today that the budget woes of California are getting even worse yet, aside from the budget hit where they did not get in and anticipated. In December, there was $4.8 billion that did not come into California, okay? And that should have come in. That should have come in. It did not come in. Now, what we have is we have the situation going on with other areas of tax revenue that people anticipate coming in to California based upon the marijuana issue. Oh, the marijuana issue. Yeah, you know, marijuana. Now, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Marijuana, the whole marijuana hoax, this is like a global warming hoax. Everybody said, let's legalize marijuana, and that way the taxes will come in to California. Oh, we need taxation. We need taxes. And that industry will grow and grow and grow. And, of course, it all started with the precursor, Prop 215 in the 90s, which legalized, they say, legalized from a state standpoint, medical marijuana, right? So you got to get the one toe in. And they got the one toe in. Now, the one toe in. This is what we have going on here now. The one toe in is not working. In other words, this whole big plan that they had, in which they were going to bring in money from taxes through subsequent propositions that were going to legalize, you know, recreational use and so on, which they did, and the growth of cartels. Now, it's an interesting little side note to history, and something that we have said all along has been a problem. For years we've been saying this, since 2011. And this is what has happened, is that we have got the situation in California where we used to have an elite policing agency, an elite policing agency, 100 and some odd years of you know, policing and really rounding up the bad guys and really keeping civil order in our state. And this elite policing agency was known as the California Department of Justice, which, by the way, Kamala Harris, once she did her little ditty in San Francisco as district attorney, and of course what she was doing there was covering up for all the criminal behavior and so on, letting people loose and all this other stuff, you know, didn't really have a real stellar performance going on there. But again, she followed the train that Jerry Brown followed. You know, everybody goes and does district attorney stints in either Oakland or in one of the town, cities down there, San Francisco. But then they grow up and they become, well, attorney generals in California. You just keep it all in the family. So Jerry Brown, before he was governor for the third term, was the attorney general. And who replaced him? Kamala Harris. We'll be right back. You'll get the rest.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on with newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so I kind of led you to the tee. Remember T-ball? Well, I'm sure your kids do. And some of you do. You know, you tee it up, put the ball on, or golf. Golf, there you go. Put the ball on the tee. Give yourself a little help, right? Just a couple, just a smidgen above the grass. That way you can slice it and dice it, dog leg it, you whatever you want to do. So we're teeing it up for you right now about this whole California money situation, which has been something that's kind of interesting. So this is our own Chris Street writes this article, comes out just freshly. An American Thinker, I suggest great articles in American Thinker. We rely upon them for great sources of information like Chris. Of course, we actually do talk to Chris. Anyway, so we might roust him from bed, you know, because it's still early out here in California. He's up and early now. He's one of those early birds like myself. It says California revenue crash as pot taxes miss budget by $1 billion. Shocking. Shocking. And, of course, all the lies that go along with it, right? That's the other thing. It says here, California's treasurer is lobbying the state legislature to slash recreational pot taxes by 30% after legalizing sales. Legalizing sales are falling $1 billion short of budget tax revenue. California tax collection is being hammered. Now, listen to this. With the state controller reporting, oh, this is terrible, a $4.8 billion revenue miss in December, PG&E bankruptcy potentially wiping out $5 billion in taxes, and the treasurer warning recreational marijuana taxes could fall $1 billion short. See, all these little chinky things, they line up now, don't they? Treasurer Fiona May and Assemblyman Rob Bonta from Alameda, a Democrat, of course. They're all Democrats. You know, it's like fishing in a barrel. Says introduced temporary cannabis tax reduction, AB 286, to reduce California's cannabis excise tax from 15 to 11% and suspend the cultivation tax altogether through 2022. Shocking they would do that, right? Well, they need taxes, but they want to suspend the taxes. And what do they want to suspend the taxes on? Marijuana. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. California voters passed a medical marijuana initiative in 1996. I just alluded to that. That allowed regulated sales at state-licensed health dispensaries. But advocates of Proposition 64, Control, Regulate, and Tax Adult Use of Marijuana Act on the 2016 ballot based on projections that legal recreation sales would generate 1,435 and 1,826 tons of demand, produce 15.9 to 20.2 billion in sales, and soon generate $2.4 to $3 billion in new state taxes. Oh, glory be, right? That's what you say. Legal marijuana sales were projected to hit, listen to this, $4 billion in its 2018 launch, passed the $5 billion level for statewide beer sales in 2019, and continue to rise as state law enforcement pushed the vast majority of pot sales into legally licensed dispensaries. Oh, by the way, you guys in your medical marijuana dispensaries, of course, you're going out of business, right? Right. That see that they eat their own. It says here the projections assume that recreational consumers would be willing to pay about $15.40 per gram from a state-licensed dispensary versus the illegal black market rate of $7.33 a gram. Now, what could possibly go wrong with that formula? Which, by the way, is the formula that I gave years ago, starting in 1996, about what's going to happen if you legalize it and tax it. Now, little caveat. Remember what I was talking about with Kamala Harris and Jerry Brown? Jerry Brown was the Attorney General from, I think, 2006 to 2010. He becomes governor for a third term in the 2010 election and assuming in 2011 the office of governor again for the third time. They said, oh, it's so nice to have the adult back in the room with Jerry Brown whenever he came into the Capitol building. Right. The adult in the room. Little did we know, huh? So this, I give you this nexus because it was Kamala Harris who was elected to take over his job. Get it? The San Francisco treats are here. Attorney General San Francisco, Governor San Francisco, get it? Okay, so this is where we go here. This is why the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals business is going on. It says here about 15.40 per gram from a state-licensed dispensary versus the illegal black market of $7.33. There's that rub. Why am I emphasizing this? Because you see what happened, that in 2011, Jerry Brown, so fed up with a department in the Department of Justice known as the Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement, they decided to close it down. It's the mainstay, the main protection Californians had against illegal cartel growth and grows in the foothills of California mountains. So Kamala Harris and Jerry Brown worked together to come up with a scheme to destroy and dismember, disbowel, and force over 400 agents to leave the California Department of Justice, either forced retirement, because they just basically gutted the whole department. Now, what would possibly go wrong with that? Well, the cartels could move in and start their grows, which they did. So the cartels get billions of dollars every year from California marijuana grows, and the state gets nothing. See, my friend, what's going on here? All because Kamala Harris and Jerry Brown in 2011 did away with the California Department of Justice's Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement. And now the big lie is continuing. They're introducing a bill to lower that tax, lower those projections, because we're caught with our panties down. Right, Bonta? Mr. Bonta Communist? Did I say he's a communist? Bonta is a communist, full-fledged. Anyway, I'm getting a little excited. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep Well America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please remember to visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and also agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. A21r.com. What could possibly go wrong in California? And, of course, the negotiations for the Ninth Circuit going on with the Donald Trump and Kamala Harris and, what's her name? Oh, Feinstein. Oh, Feinstein. Feinstein. Yeah. DiFi. How can I forget that, right? Well, that's because I want to. Anyway, so we got a lot of stuff going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, and I want to thank everybody for your listenership, and it's been really, really exciting, especially now it's getting more and more exciting as we're getting closer and closer to a whole bunch of things going on. Okay, so we got the hit parade happening. By the way, call in line for the next hour is 215-867-8255. 867-8255. We're going to go ahead and make the call-in available for those that want to call in. And 215-867-8255. So that's the word that I'm getting, is that DiFi and Kamala Harris the White House reached out to them. Now, I don't think the White House reaching out to those guys is a bad idea. I think that they're going to give them a courtesy. I don't think that they're going to listen to them. Well, they might listen. They might hear a few things that they didn't know, like an intelligence gathering thing. But I don't think that they're going to, well, comply or comport or whatever to any of their suggestions, because the pendulum has to swing back. The pendulum has never swung back. And it needs to be let loose. Someone's got a grip on the pendulum, right? You know, the little saucer that's there, the disc, somebody's got to let it go. And Donald Trump has got to be that person. That's why conservative, but it's a no-brainer. You got 53 senators, right? So conservatives, that's going to swing everything back again where it belongs. It needs to go swinging around rather than held. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.